Today's Best Hits, it's 102.7. Mike in the afternoon, along with Jill. It's time now for a look at the water cooler conversations. Jill, legal brothels, they're nothing
new. Oh.
We got them in Nevada.
I was just going to say, I'm assuming Nevada's the only place right. that they're legal.
And many other countries, they've legalized them.
Well, I suppose, yeah.
And Zurich, Switzerland, they've taken the concept to the next level.
Oh.
And I thought, wow, this is kind of interesting because we've also talked about, well, the marijuana dispensaries and such as that to where they have evolved into drive-thrus for them.
That's pretty handy.
Uh-huh. And the same thing for the sex industry.
Oh.
Because in Switzerland, for the last 5 years, they've been experimenting with drive-up sex booths.
Those could also be very handy.
Yes. So
we're in a different way.
Customers okay. could meet prostitutes in their cars. Yeah.
Yeah, that's called walking the streets, isn't it?
Well, except they take it off the street because it's just a drive-up. And so it's something
so weird.
It's now been deemed a resounding success by city officials.
Are people that hard up to like do that with a stranger? Like, stranger danger, people.
No, because they've got it all regulated. So therefore, they've noticed all these things. They're always trying to do something to improve on it. And they say it kind of looks like one of those self-service car wash places.
In what way?
I guess in the way that there's just like these bays to where you just drive in and maybe a garage door opens on one side. You pull in, garage door's on the other side, and I would be in there
and
going,
whatever happens behind closed doors happens behind closed
that
doors?
That is exactly how they see it. Whereas I would think I would pull in incorrectly thinking I'm getting a car wash. I go, really? Wow.
Oh, wait,
you're not getting in my car.
I put my 10 bucks in outside.
No. Yeah, it's like, yeah.
But they're going to air dry the hood.
I'm out of quarters. What am I going to do now? What you do is you drive your car into a private enclosure and you get busy. And a little background for you, Jill, is that I knew you would be. Prostitution's been legal in Switzerland since the 1940s. And these booths opened in 2013. And the reason that they did this is because before this, most sex workers stayed on the city's riverfront. But many moved following complaints from locals over traffic and noise. And I'm thinking, okay, what noise? Wait, like screaming from sex or
right.
what?
What kind of noise?
Yes, like, hey, over here. And they said the legal areas help in preventing human trafficking and violent attacks against sex workers, most of whom are Eastern European. And so the government spends $800,000 a year maintaining the booths.
Well, dang.
Yeah. Because it includes security and on-site social services.
I
think the
so many things.
Well, yeah, and they could take it a next step further, and like whenever you drive out, that you then drive into a car wash, and you can get both done.
Yeah, you can just get
right. And then I guess you tell your wife, like, I'm just going to go out and wash the car.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw me pull out of that car wash. Yeah, that's where it was.
Look how clean the car is.
Every other Tuesday.
Right. The sex workers pay taxes, have regular health checks, are healthier overall, officials say. And in 2014,
so disturbing.
More improvements were made to the booths, including plank beds for people who wanted to leave their cars.
Oh, how sweet.
I thought planking was just a fad for selfies.
I thought that went out.
Yeah, yes. But apparently no. It's like,
there's no planking anymore.
And perhaps that's what they looked at. They're like, hey, you know, we've been seeing all these planking pictures. You know what you
could
do?
Not anymore. Yes. So yeah, you could plank in the booth.
And I wonder who requested that, where there was like the women were like, you know what, this car is
a little bit of a tight squeeze on occasion.
You're not going to come in here in your Volkswagen and expect us to have this go smoothly. So, all right, there you go, Jill. Another place you can go visit and see how it's done.
Super excited.
I knew you would be. There you go, Water Cooler Conversations. Today's Best Hits. It's 102.7.